Welcome back to Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and we've got two of the best vocalists in the male vocal ensemble business right here with Cantus just about 10 minutes from now. But before we get there, we'll need to emerge from out of the shadows. Out of the Shadows, stories of hope and courage from our newest immigrant neighbors, is Faith Action International House's theatrical performance of gripping tales of assimilation as told by local immigrants. They'll be accompanied by songs about the immigrant experience and surrounded by beautiful photographic portraits by Todd Drake. Faith Action's David Fracaro and Andy Mendez stop by to talk about it.
His brother still sleepy, grumbles, it's not light yet. If you want a new life, what's a few minutes away?
What's the mission of Faith Action International House, David?
Faith Action serves thousands of new immigrants each year, while also educating and connecting our diverse community across lines of culture and faith, turning strangers into neighbors.
I like that phrase, turning strangers into neighbors. Well, arts is a big part of Faith Action International. I mean, the music, a universal language, what have you, but Out of the Shadows, stories of courage and hope from our newest immigrant neighbors. What was the genesis of this production?
Well, in the midst of this tremendous new diversity in our community, again, it's no longer happening just in huge cities like New York, LA, or Chicago, but increasingly this tremendous new influx of immigrants is happening in places like Omaha, Dayton, and Greensboro. And at Faith Action, we essentially say our community has a choice to make. Are we going to fear one another as strangers or embrace one another as neighbors? And so how do you go about truly turning a stranger into a neighbor without it just being some kind of a hokey tagline? And it really starts with education, so people aren't dealing with myths about people, but facts. And they're also dealing face-to-face with someone who is a new immigrant, and they're listening to their stories. Thankfully, we have the arts to help tell those stories. And so what we've done is we've taken 10 stories from folks that we've served and walked with at Faith Action. Stories of tremendous struggle in terms of the journey story, leaving one country, coming to another, and at the same time, the tremendous hope and courage and resilience that has occurred through that journey story. And so our 10 stories really capture all of that in the immigrant experience, and it's something we're privileged to see and experience every day at Faith Action.
And now how is this incorporating into the One City, One Book initiative?
I think every other year they do a One City, One Book project where the entire city will read a book. And this year, in the midst of our tremendous new diversity, they thought it was important and timely to do a book called Into the Beautiful North about a young woman's journey from small town Mexico into the United States. And it's a compelling book full of sadness and humor and resilience and courage. And we knew that we had thousands of these stories right here in Greensboro to tell, some of the most incredible stories that each deserve their own movie. So at the least we could do is share these tremendous stories with our greater public at the Upstage Cabaret space at the Triad Stage.
And we've got one of those stories from a big town girl to the United States, about as big as it gets, Mexico, DF, Mexico City.
Yes, sir.
And Andy Mendez here to talk about it. First off, Andy, what do you do at Faith Action House?
A little bit of everything. I'm the administrative assistant, mm-hmm. and also starting the Latino outreach and education.
This project has a lot of relevance in your life. Could you describe your current family situation?
I'm the mother of a mixed status family. I'm the first action. My daughters are U.S. citizens, born here, and my husband is an undocumented immigrant.
In addition to your activities at Faith Action, you've been a very vocal proponent for immigration reform, and I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about your D.C. trip. Describe the dynamic, and what did you say to these people?
I just told them my story as an immigrant. I just told them why I was brought here and, you know, what it meant to me while they were waiting to take a decision if they're going to support or not immigration reform, how it was affecting me directly on my daily basis life, how it was affecting my husband and how it was affecting my daughter, which is a U.S. citizen here.
Could you share some of those stories with us? I mean, how does that status impact you on a daily basis?
Just the fact, since you wake up and you have to say goodbye to your husband because he has to go to work from 6 to 8 every day, you're afraid that he might be stopped And because he doesn't have a driver's license, he might be deported as the hundreds of people that get deported every day. The fact of seeing my daughter graduating from pre-K, you know, is something very simple, but it takes such emotional thorn on you that that you dream that one day she's going to graduate from college. And due to your situation, you know, you were not able. So it's kind of, it's a great moment as a mother, but as a human being, you know, you're like, oh, a little ouchy there.
David, how does Out of the Shadows convey these sorts of stories?
These stories help people understand the desperate circumstances that many people flee, that it's oftentimes a matter of survival, not only just a shot at a better life, but legitimate survival, and that most people don't want to potentially overstay a visa or be seen as a problem. And I assure you, moms don't want to be potentially walking 3 days in the desert. And they're fleeing one traumatic situation and then having to go through a brand new traumatizing situation by crossing the desert and then living in with that fear in the United States. I mean, those come across as very sad, sorrowful stories full of dramatic flavor. But what's remarkable is that in all of these stories, you get another side to see the courage and the hope and the resilience that's in the human spirit. That's what great drama's made of. Mano negra clandestina,
peruano clandestino. Put me in the audience.
Most people, if they went to high school, saw a production of Our Town. It was very bare, very simple. This is just a bare brick stage in the background with people getting up from a chair and telling a story honestly. No thrills about it, no major set or movement. And these are immigrant actors themselves who have a very close connection to this issue. So we're not going with professional trained actors. We're going with people who know these stories, who have their own story to tell as well. Aquí estoy establecido en los Estados Unidos. 10 años
pasaron ya. Could we hear a monologue?
My name is Erendira Mendez, well known as Indy. Indy Mendez, I'm an immigrant myself from Mexico City, been in the country 13 years. I'm the daughter of two. I have a brother, a little younger brother, and we were brought here to reunite with my dad after finding out he had a job-related accident, which caused him to lose his leg. And as a family, we needed to be there, and after several attempts of trying to come to the country the correct way, we were in a desperate situation and we decided to walk 3 days through the desert. A situation where it will scar you for life. It was so dark at night, you couldn't see your own hand. And it was so hot and you quickly realized it was not a venture that you thought it was going to be. We made it to the country in... We adapted. We start feeling like we belong here. Of course, we went through the situation in high school, finding out that, you know, we didn't, what it meant not to have a social security. And my dad is the type of person that always, since we were younger, education is going to give you success in life. And that's why we came here, you know. He came to the country to give us that opportunity, you know, to provide money in our country, to give us a good education. Due to the situation we encountered ourselves, we came to the country, right? And that was his dream, you know. And within a week, he put us in school, you know. So education, it was really important. And now you're told you're not allowed to get education. And it was really traumatizing. I guess you come to the point of your life, you resign yourself to what's going on. And you just get waitress's job. Every job is a decent job. But, you know, when you knew you had skills for more. My brother didn't took it as well. He was held up last week. And he went back 2 years ago because he wanted to study engineering, which was really expensive if he paid out-of-state tuition here. And he was just tired of being told, we don't want you here. You don't belong here. He was tired of getting paid minimum wage and being overworked as a cook, you know, and he knew he couldn't complain because what else could he do? So he left. And last week, you get to that point that you want to be there for him. What if something happened to him? Something happened to him already, and you're not there. You cannot drop anything. I have my family here. I have my little one. If I go there, how can I help him if I don't have a job there? And this theater project, I think, is a great opportunity to people to hear the other side, to really understand it. Just to give that opportunity, you know, it's just a simple hello, how are you? Or even if you don't understand their English or accent, just make it an effort. It will make a big difference in someone else's life. Because, you know, they might have a rough morning, you know?
Just a quick note that on the way back from Washington, D.C., which was an incredible trip to see the potential of America through new immigrants' eyes, but the most meaningful part for me was on the ride home. It's a long, kind of boring ride at night, 6 hours. And we were just talking. I was the only white Caucasian citizen in the car and speak a little bit of Spanish, but not great. And so we were just chatting, and I was just saying, you know, what is it really going to take for legitimately strangers to become neighbors? Because most of us don't have a friend across those lines of differences. And so I just asked somebody, and I didn't get some kind of straight-up answer or theory or, you know, dissertation. This guy just said in the back seat, let me tell you a story. He said, when my sister and I had to walk across the desert, we came here, we moved to Reidsville, you know, a very small farming community way far away from downtown Greensboro. And they moved into this very small, predominantly white Caucasian farming community, this family from Mexico. And they put their child into school right away. I think he was in fourth grade or something like that. And they were having trouble understanding how to do his homework, how to help the child with the homework. So they went to their neighbor's home, this elderly white Caucasian farming couple, and knocked on the door and in kind of very broken English essentially said, would you at all be able to help my son with his math? And this elderly couple greeted them with a smile and invited them in. And despite the lack of language in common and culture in common, they used a lot of nonverbals and they helped that child move forward in school. And the family from Mexico helped repay that family who was elderly with by mowing their lawn and making meals. And over time, you had this beautiful relationship start to develop where they're eating together and they were starting to see one another not only as neighbors but as family. And they grew together and lived next to one another for years like that. And then this older gentleman got close to the end of his life and he knew it was coming. And he called his Mexican neighbors over and said, you know, my life's coming to an end, but I want you all to take care of my wife after I pass on. And they ended up not only doing that, but actually carrying this man's casket at his funeral. And I bet you in the United States right now, those kind of stories are fairly rare. But they are out there. They just don't get told all that often. But those stories are gold.
Ay, qué bonita es mi tierra, te lo digo, compañero. Ay, qué bonita es mi tierra, que lo sepa el mundo entero.
Faith Action International houses David Fracaro and Andy Mendez. Out of the Shadows, stories of hope and courage from our newest immigrant neighbors, Faith Action's theatrical performance of gripping tales of assimilation as told by local immigrants will take place November 15th and 16th at 8 o'clock and Sunday the 17th at 2 in the Upstage Cabaret at Triad Stage, 232 South Elm Street in Greensboro. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford, and we'll be back with Cantus, and a gripping holiday season theatrical and musical production like nothing you've ever experienced before. All Is Calm is coming up next when Triad Arts Weekend continues.